question is, what is the real and personal name of God, the name given by God Himself, you know, and in the original form, in the real sense?
Well, it sounds to me like you might be asking a loaded question. Do you know the answer to your question?
I as a Muslim, we call Him Allah. But when I speak to the Christians and I say, you know, in the Quran and in the Gospel that was revealed in Aramaic and in the original Torah, the name was Allah, and they are surprised or they disagree with it. They say, no, His name is Jehovah, or His name is Yahweh, or His name is, or Jesus or something.
Well, you're not that far off. Let me tell you from what I understand, and Pastor Dick has studied this also.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew and the Arabic really have the same root. The word is El in Hebrew, mm-hmm. and it's Al in Aramaic. They came from the same word.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how languages over the years, they make little shifts and pronunciation may be different, spelling slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, when you say 1, 2, 3 in mm-hmm. several languages, it sounds very similar in the Latin languages, but they're a little different.
Right.
They all came from the same root.
Mm-hmm. Like, what did Jesus in his mother tongue, in the Aramaic language, when he walked the earth? Well, how did he address God? What did he call Jesus? I mean, what did he call God? Did he call Him Allah or Elahi?
One of the most common words that's used in the Bible for God is simply El, or which is a short form of Elohim.
Okay.
And that's where you have the similarity to Allah.
Okay.
Elohim and Allah come from the same root.
Right. So
Jesus addressed God as probably Yahweh or some derivative of that.
But with the Yahweh, I had some problems because, you know, there's a tetragrammaton there. There are four letters, and the Jews in the past did not know, they forgot the original pronunciation.
How to pronounce it. Yeah.
Right, and they put a warning to it, no, this name is not to be pronounced. And over the centuries, they forgot the name. Now it's just symbolic, so they assume maybe it's Yahweh, maybe Yahuwah, you know, something to that effect.
Right.
But I see there's a small phrase in the New Testament where it's saying Ilahi, Ilahi, Lama Sabachthani. You know, so Ilahi, Ilahi, that is my God or my Lord. That's the same in Arabic. Like when we pray, we say Ilahi, meaning my God.
That's what I was telling you, is that they come from the same root.
Right. Because I heard some guy saying, you know, Allah is a moon god, something to that effect. You know, they say, you know, there's a pagan god.
I haven't heard that before.
I think his name is Robert Maury. His book is, you know, going from ministry to ministry, and they're picking up on that. And, you know, I am surprised when they say that, you know, they said, since Muslims don't believe
in
paganism.
Let me take you back a little bit, Solomon. Mm-hmm. And you already know this, mm-hmm. but for our listeners' sake, the Arabic religion and of Islam and the Hebrew religion. Now, keep in mind, Abraham was a Hebrew. He was not a Jew.
Mm-hmm,
the
right,
word Jew comes from the tribe of Judah.
Right.
And so if you go all the way back, the Islamic religion does spring from the same Hebrew roots of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
The word Hebrew means one who crossed over.
Right.
Abraham crossed over the Euphrates, and that's where you get that term. Mm-hmm. Abraham addressed God, obviously, by the Elohim that Moses uses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you've got the similarity between the descendants of Ishmael and Isaac in that name for God. Now, here's where I want to tell you something different. In the New Testament and in the Bible, God does not identify Himself by one name. God is so big, He uses many names to tell about different facets or dimensions of His character.
Mm-hmm.
He says His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Jesus said, I am the bread, I am the door, I am the way, I am the water, I am the shepherd, I am the ladder. He uses many different names because they tell us different things about His character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have in Islamic tradition too 99 names of Allah, but we say the name Allah is the personal name, but the other are attributes like merciful, beloved.
Okay, well, then you understand exactly what I'm saying.
So, but you know, you added something like you added Jesus to the list too. So we differ here in this respect that, you know, we say that Jesus is not God, but a prophet of God, a Messiah from God, a messenger of God, but not God, not Allah or Allah in human form, you know. But other than that, like Jesus said, you know, you seek to kill me. I'm a man who heard from God. You know, that he was addressed as a prophet. He was identified as a prophet, and that he.
Well, but this is a deep study, and I'd like to send you a book if you'd like for free.
Sure.
Because
sure.
See, this is the difference between Islam and Christianity. The typical Christian believes that Jesus was more than a man. They believe that Jesus was God become man.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe Christ taught that. I'd like to send you a book for free, and it's called The Trinity, Is It Biblical? And it's my book. I just came out. I think it's my most recent book.
Uh-huh.
And if you call the number, we'll send you my book on the Trinity, and I'd like to hear what you think after you read it.
Okay, I'll appreciate that. Just a last small quick comment. Can you quote something from the lips of Jesus, peace be upon him, that where he's saying that he's God or that there's a Trinity, not what other people said, what he himself said, you know?
Can you
quick reference or something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When Jesus said that they should worship him in Matthew 28, the Bible says only God should be worshipped. And again, in John chapter 1, it says all things were made by him. And the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so if Christ says all things were made by him, well, that starts to narrow down who he is.
When I read that passage, you know, my understanding is, or more like, you know, our traditional understanding is that the Aramaic word is sagada, which means the literal meaning is to prostrate, and also it means to honor. You know, since it is forbidden in Islam to worship anyone other than Allah, so we have to keep that.
When you get to the book, pardon me, Solomon, you get to Hebrews, the Bible says even the angels worship him.
That has to be understood in that same sense, that they honored him, you know.
Well, I tell you what, please do me a favor. I've taken a little more time than usual.
All right.
Read my book. It's a small book. Take a look at it. I'd like for you to call me. Tell me what you think.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for your time.
Solomon.
You have a nice day, sir.
Solomon, please call this phone number in order to get that book.
Go ahead.
800-835-6747.
Okay.
Okay.
I have that. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
God bless. You know, I might also mention just in closing, Pastor Dick, if Solomon's still listening, I've got an article I wrote called The Name of God. And he asked a lot about that, and it's just called The Name of God, and he might enjoy that.